This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Janice Childs, C-H-I-L-D-S, date of birth August 22nd of 1940. Dear Jennifer and Dr. Alkeek, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Childs with a history of chronic kidney disease, currently normal kidney function, a history of colon cancer, a history of bladder cancer, a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, all currently in remission, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was April 6th of 2022. Her Trulicity was recently increased to 4.5 milligram once weekly. And the patient believes that she had an increased blood sugar after the increased dosing of that. And also she's been losing weight because she has a very poor appetite now. Her last hemoglobin A1C was elevated, though, and that's why that was increased. She complains of a great deal of fatigue and intermittent dizziness, which occurs at random times and not necessarily with position changes. No falls, and she's very careful about taking time to go from sitting to standing in order to avoid experiencing dizziness. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable. No current chest pain or palpitations. Minimal edema, and that is stable. She reports that allergy symptoms are very bad right now also. A lot of nasal drainage, congestion, and fatigue. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Her Coreg is 25 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone is 12.5 milligram daily. She's on Flomax, Tragenta. The Trulicity is 4.5 milligram weekly. That's a recent change. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. Lipitor is 20 milligram at bedtime. Protonix, 40 milligram twice a day. Vitamin D3 is 5,000 units daily. She's been taking a Clortab, 4 milligram at bedtime, and Allegra, 60 milligrams once daily in the morning. Physical examination, weight is 118 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult, cuff is 130 over 80, pulse is 68, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is irregular, no murmur, a somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 30th of 2023. Creatinine is stable and actually improved at 0.7 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Her calcium 9.9, sodium 134, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.3, hemoglobin A1C is 7.6, her hemoglobin is 11.8, white count 8.8, platelet level is 90,000. Assessment and plan, one, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, and history of chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels and no current kidney dysfunction. Two, history of colon cancer in remission. Three, history of bladder cancer in remission. Four, type 2 diabetes with not perfect control, but with her, she has some concerns about the increased dose of Trulicity. The patient will continue to have annual lab studies done for us, and she'll do labs every 3 months for you. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and we'll have a follow-up visit with her in this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.